Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the lovely name of our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the message of God's Word, asking that you will enjoy with us a series of studies this week on one of the great themes of the Bible, a most vital subject. Personally, it should be a subject interesting as well as vital to all my fellow listeners, my friends, whether saved or unsaved. And the subject is this, the subject of my salvation and my security in Christ. It is a grand thing to be saved, one is well written again and again in the language of hymnology, but it is also necessary that I may understand the true meaning of my salvation. And as we look at our study this week, God would teach us from His holy word, my salvation and the security of my soul must rest and does entirely rest upon the work of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. God in and through His word will teach me a threefold way, telling me, first, what Christ has done for me. Then, second, stating what Christ is doing for me. And third, He will reveal what Christ will yet do for me, even in the future. May I repeat that again? A very simple outline that we shall seek to follow. God, through His Word, will teach me, first, what Christ has done for me. Second, He would teach me from and through the Word what Christ is doing for me. And third, He will reveal to me what Christ will yet do for me in the blessed future. First of all, let us consider what Christ has done for me. Well, did the psalmist write, inviting in chapter 66 and 16 for all to come and hear what God has done for my soul? May I say that indeed is my personal testimony as we begin this study, to declare what God has done for my soul. And I trust that He has done the same for you, my beloved listening friend. First of all, what Christ has done for me must first of all bring the realization He has revealed to me. There came a time in my soul's history when He revealed to me my great need. Through the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, I became convicted of being a lost, guilty sinner. Finding from the Word of God, as Romans 3:23 declares, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yes, one can say my sins were many, as the Lord Jesus referred to the woman in chapter 7 of the Gospel of Luke. Her sins that are forgiven, they were many. But I not only found that my sins were many, but I found that even the least of them, even the smallest, even one of them, merited God's eternal judgment, according to James chapter 2 and verse 10. And that I deserved what you have in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8, the everlasting burnings of the lake of fire. May I point out, God's Word seeks to convince both you and me that anything that has the slightest speck of sin upon it could never enter into His dwelling place above. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 27 certainly brought before my heart, and I'm sure it will bring before yours, nothing that maketh an abomination or that telleth a lie can enter into that blessed city of glory, which will be the abode of the heavenly saints and the redeemed of the Lord. Certainly, God's Word convinced me I have a great need, for I am a sinner by nature and by practice, and I am condemned to eternal separation from God were I to die in my sins. Can I quote the words very briefly? Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, the opening words of the text. For the wages of sin is death. And by the revelation of that truth, God reveals to me and my friend. God, by the Holy Spirit, through the same word, may be seeking to reveal to you your great need as a poor, lost, guilty sinner, convicted of your sins that are many, worthy of judgment, and you have no merit of your own. You cannot take the slightest speck of sin into the heavenly dwelling place of God above, so that you by nature and I by nature, we are condemned to an eternal separation from God if we pay the penalty ourselves in eternal death. But second, God not only reveals my great need by the death of the Lord Jesus upon the cross, I find that God has completely met my great need as a guilty, as a hell-deserving sinner. Oh, may I repeat it in substance. Beloved friend unsaved, by the death of the Lord Jesus upon the tree of Calvary, Christ has completely met your great need as a guilty and a hell-deserving sinner before God. You see, how has he done it? Well, he has borne my sins in his own body upon the tree. Well, did Peter write, 1 Peter 2 and verse 24, he bore our sins in his own body on the tree, thereby taking them away forever. Oh, may I point out to you the virtue, the excellent manifestation of that great atoning work. When God takes away sins, when a sinner believes upon his dear Son, Psalm 103 and verse 12 declares, as far as the east is removed from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. And Hebrews chapter 10 declares, verse 17 particularly, their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. My beloved, I have to think what Christ has done for me upon the cross. And you should think of what Christ has done for you upon the cross. He has done just as much for you on the cross as he has done for me or any other person. I know if I believe these precious truths that are revealed in the Word of God, I find through the authority of his Word, God justifies my soul. When by faith I put my trust in the atoning death of Christ, listen to these words. Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 3 declares, we are justified by faith in his blood. Oh, my beloved, may I raise the question? Have you come to God by simple trusting faith, taking the Lord Jesus as your Savior and resting your faith on what he did upon the cross? And so God will remove your sins, and in such a perfect way that even his own righteous demands of wholeness and justice are completely satisfied. Oh, my beloved, let me please state, what Christ did upon the cross, it's the greatest work that has ever been accomplished on the behalf of God and upon the behalf of man. What a joy to recognize God has been glorified in even a greater and a more wonderful way than if he would banish me from his presence forever. May I say, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance and live, according to the Apostle Peter. And God is glorified in a greater way, more wonderful than ever he could be, than even to put me in hell. My beloved, God will get greater glory if you will trust the Lord Jesus. By the death of Christ upon the cross, Christ has completely met every need to take away your sins. For the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Now may I state a third fact. God not only reveals to me my great need, he not only reveals to me that by the death of Christ upon the cross, that need has been met for every hell-deserving sinner, and myself in particular. But third, he has revealed to me another indisputable fact regarding the death of Christ. Now listen to it. I find from the Word of God that God planned the death of His Son. I read in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4 that God predestinated that blessed Son of His love to be the sacrifice to take away my sin. Then I think of the words of dear Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 through 20. When Peter writes, ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver or gold from your vain conversation received by the tradition of your fathers, but by the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without spot and without blemish, who was verily foreordained before the foundation of the world. Now let me see if I can convey the fact clearly and penetrate it to your conscience, to your heart, to your mind. Now this is what the Word of God is telling me. Ephesians 1, 4. 1 Peter chapter 1. Excuse me, verse 18 and 20. That in His eternal purpose before the foundation of the world, that all-knowing God saw my great need as a sinner in yours, and in His infinite wisdom He planned the death of His Son, His dearly beloved Son, for your redemption and for mine. Now I will confess this truth is far beyond my comprehension, but I believe God's statement concerning it, and I will sing with gladness the old words of the hymn, oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. There upon the cross, God certainly gave His Son, even from before the foundation of the world, to take away my sins. My beloved, you possibly don't think much of God very often, and neither do I as we ought to. But I want to tell you, before you and I were born, He thought of you and He thought of me. And is not this something of what Christ has done when I trust Him as my Savior? He reveals my need. He reveals that He met that need. And God tells me He planned it long ago. Father, we pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the testimony of Thy precious truth regarding what Christ has done will penetrate many hearts and save souls in Jesus' name for His glory. Amen.